mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. Today, we're going to continue talking about our mindful intentions. As we enter into the new year, it is good to keep in mind who we want to be and how we want to show up in the world. Intentions are different than resolutions or goals because they are not an expectation of how we will be in the future. They are a deep awareness of what keeps us healthy and balanced in every moment. They are the consistent choice to live true to ourselves in each and every present moment, so that with each moment we are becoming truer and truer to who we really want to be in the world. David Hawkins says that living intentionally may initially require effort and processing, but it eventually becomes familiar and habitual as it is assisted by willingness, devotion, humility, and dedication to truth, with love as the primary goal. Developing intentions requires a deep awareness of who we want to be in the world and what being that person feels like. We then look into what lifestyle choices and practices keep us true to those feelings. And in each and every moment, we choose to act and live in ways that move us closer and closer to the person we want to be in the world, turning away from the things that cultivate our negative sides and towards the ones that cultivate our positive. We can practice this together now. As you find a place of stillness, if you are able, closing your eyes, but turning inwards and reconnecting with yourself. In this stillness, ask yourself who you really want to be in the world, what energies you want to cultivate, and what you want to share outward with the people in your life. How do you want to show up in this world for others and for yourself? Notice who this person is and what this person needs in order to maintain their well-being. What are the practices and lifestyle choices that keep you on this path of becoming closer and closer to the person you want to be in the world? Imagine yourself doing these things for yourself, taking care of yourself in this way, and notice how it makes you feel. What does your body feel like when you're being taken care of? What does your mind feel like? What does your spirit feel like? What are the energies you're cultivating? And now imagine yourself holding on to these energies in each and every single moment. You can feel the difference between these energies that keep you connected to this positive self and the ones that bring you further away from it. You can feel the changes in your body, in your mind, and your spirit immediately when you make a choice that brings you closer to your darkness than closer to your light. It requires an awareness to stay with this, but stay with it and notice. And as you're noticing with this awareness what keeps you true to yourself, to your authentic being, true to this person that you want to be, set some intentions for yourself. And these intentions are a way of living each and every present moment, connecting to the positive and turning away from the negative. Imagine yourself living in this way. You may pick a certain situation that you went through recently and walk yourself through it. In that situation, did you act in ways or speak in ways or think in ways that moved you away from your positive self? Did you act in ways that cultivated negative energies versus positive ones? And now imagine yourself choosing differently, remembering that you prioritize your true authentic self, remembering that you prioritize your intentions, and then make choices that move you closer and closer to being that person, closer and closer to living the positive. And now notice how it changes who you're being in this situation, how you're showing up for self and others. Notice how the end result feels different in your body, in your mind, in your spirit. Notice how in the end, you have walked further towards your authentic self, the version of you that you really want to be in the world, and how you want to show up for others. You have taken this present moment and turned it in to a step further down your journey towards true self. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KBNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kbnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.